Welcome to Innovative Corporate Wellness in 7 minutes, brought to you by Happily. I'm Caitlin Eastler, CEO and founder of Happily. We strive every day to make working parents' lives easier.
Hi, Kim. I am so excited to share time with you today. I am so grateful to the FamTech community and how inclusive this space is and that we've got to become friends through a distance. I admire all that you do and really appreciate the strong voice that you have around supporting others and making sure places are a great place to work. So I'm thrilled to share with our community a little bit about you, or a lot about you, and about Oyster and what you guys are doing. So who
thank
are you?
You?
Tell us all about you.
Oh, man. Well, thank you. It's nice to be here. It's good to get to chat with you. So by way of background, my name is Kim. I have spent the last 10 years in startups, in tech startups, largely in the Bay Area. Prior to that, I had spent time at Google and Pixar and a well-known local recording studio and all sorts of places. Very eclectic career stemming from prior experience in theater. So a very windy road to end up here. I joined Oyster about 10 months ago as their interim head of people. They were a Series B, small-ish startup. Fast forward here 10 months later, we just raised a very large Series C and are now over 500 employees in 70 countries. We're a fully remote, fully distributed company, which is largely in service of our mission. We are trying to enable people all over the world to have the best job of their careers by allowing companies everywhere to hire people anywhere, removing the barriers to cross-border employment. I would say I have also been tasked with helping to create the best remote workplace ever. Our CEO wants this to be the best job of people's careers, really believes in creating workspaces that are inclusive and safe and welcoming. And to do that across borders is really an interesting challenge when we have people in 70 countries with just as many different work styles and norms and norms around work culture and things. So it's a big challenge. I'm currently sitting in a role as the head of employee experience. I work with my counterparts on our workplace team to help make that dream a reality.
It's amazing. I mean, I feel like you've become like my daily dose of inspiration.
And oh no.
It's remarkable, right? And I think a little, so much of that is just like feeling connected to this, like this shared passion around loving being a mom, really valuing that family role,
yeah,
loving the work you do and wanting to make the world a better place. And thank you for that. One of the many things that I've seen you do over the pandemic and just in life is just communicate really clearly. And I think this is, you know, in addition to what I'd love to hear about and kind of some of the things you guys are doing to make Oyster a well culture.
Yeah.
And some of the tools that you've seen be successful. And then in addition, kind of some of the things you're doing on a communication level, like your famous autoresponder, just to be a little more real about the balance and communicating what people can expect from you. And you still want to do a great job, but you also are really good at setting healthy boundaries. And I think we could all learn from that.
Yeah. I mean, I will say with full disclosure, I have to give credit to Mary Beth Ferrante. She was the inspiration to that autoresponder. You know, I've gotten so much positive reception to that. I spoke a bit about being in a position to use my privilege to take action and to, you know, make a space that's safe for others to take this kind of action, even in their own lives. But I still hesitated in pushing send on that. I hadn't cleared it with anyone first. I hadn't talked to my manager about it. I hadn't like done any of the things that, you know, my imposter syndrome or my like gut was like, I don't know, maybe it's like not okay to do this. And I had to tell myself like, no, it is okay to do this. And if you don't do it, no one else will think it's okay either. And like, you have to set the example and use your privilege to like, to know that like, this is okay. And even when it feels uncomfortable, even when it feels weird and new and different. I mean, the hardest thing about it has been that I have to go in every damn month to update the month in my autoresponder because we're still in this damn pandemic. Like my 2-year-old we counted up the other day, he was home for 10 out of the last 12 school days because because he had a very bad cold, and it wasn't COVID, but because of, you know, daycare rules around sicknesses, like, he was just home with us for most of the time. And my 5-year-old was home with us most of that time too. And it is silly to try to pretend that that doesn't impact how you show up at work. And I'm very grateful to have a husband who also has a very flexible workplace and has a lot of sick leave. And he took sick days most of those days so that I could work, because I was in the middle of a couple of pretty major work projects. But even still, that's why you saw me like calling into things from my car last. we're in a 1,000-square-foot apartment. My desk is in the corner of the living room. My husband's desk is in the corner of the dining room. We're not, I don't have an office where I can go and close my door and like just let my kids bang on the door and ignore them. I have to go out to the car and take my things from the car. But you know, we're all just doing the best we can. And I think when we look at creating a company that's rooted in human centricity and that's rooted in, I like to say that, like, in my mind, the employee experience is the human experience. We can't separate employees from the humans they are in their whole lives. And what are we doing to create an environment that is supportive and inclusive? And that has to include care. That has to include how we make space for people to maintain a sense of wellness that's more than just like, you know, we offer meditation, we offer free therapy sessions, we offer flexible work schedules, we offer all of these things that are like self-care related. But I just saw there was a great quote going around the other day. I mean, it was a meme, so I can't actually say who the quote is from, but it was about how like we can't self-care our way out of burnout.
Yes.
And this is not like self-care, especially, you know, I want to be respectful of all employees, but especially for working moms.
Yeah.
For working parents in general, but like especially working moms. You can't self-care your way to wellness. You can't be about more things that you have to do to take care of yourself. The company has to step up and make space for that care. And so when we talk about remote work, we talk about flexibility as being a critical component. Giving people the flexibility to make the space they need for their well-being, whether that's like they know that they need to take a walk in the middle of the day, because otherwise they won't see the sun, because they live in a place where like the sun is setting earlier and they know that they need to get outside in the middle of the day. Like everyone has lives outside of work. And the only way we can make companies that work for everyone is that if we recognize that people have to be able to be human beings. I mean, it sounds so essential. Allowing people to take this space to process and to have the mental health journey that they're on.
Right.
Instead of expecting everyone to compartmentalize and like show up, you can show up for work, but deal with those major things that impact your personal life in your own time. Like, it's just unrealistic.
Well, and I think that companies that deal with things in that way don't get the best of people. And it's a beautiful choice to sign up for your time to help a company grow. And if the company gives you that same level of respect and love back, it's going to go a long way. And
absolutely,
you're, you know, a shining example of that. I mean, nobody asks you to speak out about Oyster, you know, the way you do it because you really believe it in your heart and you know that everybody's doing the right
thing. Our lives are so complex and we're exposed to so much. I think expecting people to show up as a different person during their workday is expecting something that's unrealistic of the human experience. And like, we have to appreciate where people are in their journey as humans.
Absolutely. I mean, we are happily as all around enabling people's lives outside of work. Right. And I think this kind of benefit wouldn't have been as well received 5 years ago or 10 years ago, but I think this very delicate connection between personal and work and that whole human is so meaningful right now. And it's fun to be part of that for the companies we work with. One of my biggest questions for you is, as you're juggling kiddos and playgrounds and work, what do you do as a family to disconnect from technology and work so that you feel like you can show up as your whole self at work? What are some tricks that work for you?
I mean, a big one for us is that we block off the evening. So basically, from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. is family time.
Yeah.
4 p.m. because that's when the kids start getting home from school. 8 p.m. because that's when they are theoretically all tucked into bed. We've been inching towards earlier and earlier bedtimes, and now we're like getting close to the 7:30, which is exciting.
Yes.
But that period of time is be with the kids, play with the kids, make dinner. Maybe they get bathed, maybe right. not. Maybe the dishes get done, maybe they don't. But that's kind of our family window every evening. It's a ritual. And there are times where like I have to be responding to something on Slack or jump on the computer really quick to answer something. And I try not to do that. It's hard.
Yeah.
But that's another benefit of not being in a traditional kind of 9-to-5 role, is that I can claim those hours. I can carve out that time. And I know a lot of my coworkers do too, because I see it on their calendars. And that's the other thing I did, is I put it on my calendar.
Yeah.
It says in the mornings from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. It's a block every day. And it says, please do not schedule getting the kids ready for school.
Yes.
Getting them out the door. And then in the evening, it says, please do not schedule dinner and bedtimes.
Right.
And then people know that, like, if there's something desperate, if they really need something, if there's an urgent exception, they can ask to schedule over that time.
Right.
But being really explicit, not just like putting busy on the calendar. It's the same reason that like I put my therapy blocks on my calendar and yeah. mark it as therapy, because it's normalizing it. It's, there was a LinkedIn hashtag of parent out loud recently. And it's like, We have to make the invisible visible if we are going to count it and include it. Let's not even get into that. But I will put a quick shout out to Eve Rodsky and her campaign to make unpaid labor part of the GDP.
Absolutely,
because I think there's all of this invisible work of caregiving and invisible work of household management and, I mean, care in general, and we have to carve out time for it, whether that's our own self-care or our care for our families or care for our neighbors or our communities.
Yeah.
How we care for each other should not be an invisible part of our society. We should celebrate it and support yeah. it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You are so inspiring, Kim. How can people find you? How can people follow you? How can they learn more about Oyster?
Well, they can find me on LinkedIn/Kim Rower or on Twitter @Kim's Kitchen Sink. Oyster is at, we're Hey Oyster on Twitter, or we're at oysterhr.com. And we have a whole bunch of free resources on our website. So even if you're not looking to hire people in other countries, right now, we have a ton of amazing free resources that our team is creating and open sourcing and putting out there every day, from the blog to HR tools to resources for employees who want. We just released like a cover letter, basically, yeah. that you can give to employers who aren't quite ready to hire you in another country. And you can be like, here's how you do that, though.
Oh, that's amazing.
So we're very focused on the free and the open source as much as we can be. And so we try to give a lot back to the community. So oysterhr.com, you can find all of that.
Awesome. Thank you so much for all you do, Kim.
You are so welcome. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure.
Thanks for joining us for Innovative Corporate Wellness in 7 Minutes with Happily. Create your great day.